You are listening to County National Bank on the radio, making a difference in Lenawee.
Welcome back to the CNB Community Corner, where we share relevant topics and conversations about today's ever-changing financial world. I'm Steve Kuiper, your friendly neighborhood branch manager. Today, we continue our Top 2 Tuesday program series focused on investment and investing questions. We've invited back our head of our wealth management department, Christopher Phillips. Christopher, thanks again for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So we're not, again, just like last time, we're not going to go over your credentials. Two radio shows ago, you guys can jump on that and figure out who Christopher is, what he does, and how we got to where we are. But you've got two more exciting. Can you call investments exciting? I think you can.
Absolutely.
I'm a banker. Yeah. I love this stuff. I geek out over it. So let's start. Number four, what do we have?
So stop trying to time the market. And I think this is the one that we can all relate to, because we all think we need to know when to get in, know when to get out. The question is, you have to be right both times. You have to know when to get out. You have to be right there. And then you have to be right again to know when to get back into the market. So I have some really interesting information to share as to kind of the cost of trying to time the market. The impact of being out of the market for a short time can be really significant. If I took $1,000 in 1997, invested it as of December 31st, 2021, which is a 25-year period, that $1,000 would have turned into $10,367. But if I was out of the best week of the market, just for 1 week, if I took my money out of the market for just 1 week, that $10,367 would be $8,652. So that's a pretty big difference by just missing the 1 week. In a 25-year period, if I took my money out and it was out for a month, the best month of that 25-year period, my $10,000 investment would now be $8,200. If I took it out for 3 months, my $10,000 account would be worth only $7,300. And if I was out for only 6 months in this 25-year period, my account would be $6,700. The value of that information is that we simply don't know when the markets are going to perform. And there's a lot of speculation about when you should get out of the market, when you should get in the market. The key word that I used is speculation. There's no one knows what the future holds, but we do know historically the market has brought us results. And again, going back to this example that I'm using, in 1997, I put $1,000 into the market. At the end of a 25-year period, I would have over $10,000. That's a pretty nice return. But if I take time out, if I take a break because I'm concerned about the market, and I'm not disciplined to my asset allocation, I'm not disciplined to my plan that we talked about in the previous shows, I can be hurt pretty significantly there.
So that 25-year plan, that reflects planning. I have a goal, and you were bold enough to share how close you are to retirement. I've got a couple years on you for retirement, but you know it's not 25 years. So as I look at my long-term goals, I think it's really good. So each one of these points is kind of built on the ones before. So now it's speculation versus discipline. They say that timing is everything, but unless you are 100% right on every decision every time, you're going to make that guess of, oh, I'm going to pull out at this point in time, and then you go, maybe you're out for that week that you mentioned, and now that's a significant loss. That 6 month period that you're out, and there's that significant loss, because there is no way for us to tell. Folks come into my office often and say, well, what are the rates going to do? And I look at them and say, number one, I'm just a branch manager. I don't decide the rates for what CNB does. But number two, there's no way that I can look and see in the future what's going to happen. And so that discipline versus what we talked about, you know, last show, that reactionary emotional response versus, again, that speculation talking about today, discipline.
Absolutely. You know, market timers have to get it right twice. They have to know when to get out of the market. And the harder question is when to get back in. Because what we find is that market timers are often acting not only from a speculation standpoint, but also from a more risky standpoint, and that's the emotional standpoint. Because they're experiencing these poor returns or these high returns. It happens both ways, but they want to get out or they want to get in. And so we want to make sure that we are disciplined in our approach and stay true, because we don't know what the future holds. But we do know historical standpoint is that the market does return over time. And so we can hang our hats on that. Stop chasing performance. So when you build a house, the first thing that is designed and the first thing that is goes in the ground is the foundation. Portfolios are the same. And so we simply do not know, because we do not speculate, what asset class is going to outperform the other asset classes. And so there's oftentimes a chart that we show, illustrate this to people, and I wish I could illustrate it to people listening. So I'm just going to try to describe the chart the best I can. In 1999, emerging markets were the best, the strongest return. So in 1999, emerging markets had a return of 66%. Fantastic.
Wow.
So in 1999, I'm all in emerging markets. I'm super excited about it. Or maybe I'm not in emerging markets, but I understand that emerging markets is where we need to be. So emerging markets are, less developed countries, Taiwan, China, those are emerging markets. And they can be across the globe. In the year 2000, emerging markets had a return of negative 30%. So if I would have been exuberant about emerging markets in 1999 and decided I wanted to invest my money in emerging markets in 2000, I would not have benefited. In 2001, they continued their downward spiral, but only by 2.5%. So more moderate. But again, the point of this is not because I like emerging markets or I don't like emerging markets. Emerging markets has a place in your portfolio. But we do not move our portfolios around based on how they performed in one particular year or one particular time frame. We design the portfolio with a solid foundation and we stay true. So if the foundation of the portfolio is to be a diversified portfolio that's globally diversified, we stay globally diversified for the duration of that portfolio. So stop chasing performance.
Those numbers, though, they're like the flashy, what we see in the store when we're going Christmas shopping, and it's what they put out there. We wanna see that. So okay, so again, that disciplined approach versus the emotion, versus the speculation, sticking with the plan, versus the I'm seeing this particular, again, it flows back to timing, right? You have to know when that emerging market, when was a good time, and oftentimes you'll hear the best time to get into whatever fund was 6 months ago. The best time to get out of it was 4 months ago. So unless you're right 100% of the time, then you could be shooting yourself in the foot.
That's right.
Well, again, that's all the time that we had. I wish that we could spend much more time speaking about each of these topics. Such good information. But I wanted to tell our listeners, again, thank you so much for joining us. This has been the CNB Community Corner. Tune in every second and fourth Tuesday of the month at 6:15 p.m. for more relevant financial discussions about today's ever-changing financial world. This has been part of our Top 2 Tuesday program. I'm Steve Kuiper, Branch Manager in Adrian. Our sound engineer is Brad Taphouse, Senior Marketing Specialist. And our special guest today has once again been Christopher Phillips from our Wealth Management Department. Christopher, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Steve.
Serving Lenawee and Hudson, Adrian, and Tecumseh, County National Bank is banking that stays in the community. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.